In Mommy Matters, I try and help moms in Central South Africa understand their kids better. And yeah. I suppose, other than perhaps the terrible twos, having a teenager in the house is really hard work.
Yeah.
Your book I found very interesting. It's a fun read, and it also brings home some topics that really need to be touched on, especially if you're a mom.
Yeah.
What inspired you to write this practical book? And it's got so much insight and humor.
You know, I was at Muizenberg High School, and then I took a post at Fishhook Middle School, which is basically 13 to 15-year-olds. And I found myself confronted on a daily basis with issues of teenage management to an extent that I never had before. And I started to put my reflections down in writing, and it became a weekly column in the local newspaper. And before I knew it, there had been 98 of these written. Just so rich was my experience with kids and so steep my own learning curve. So that's how it came about.
If you look back at the book now, what is the one aspect you think you still need to work on as a dad yourself?
As a parent, in this writing, I've been incredibly confronted with my own lack of patience and my own selfishness. And that's been very humbling. The very things we demand of our teens are quite often things that we ourselves are not getting right. But because we're adults, we've learned to couch them and hide them and veneer polish them quite nicely.
I found something growing up that was a very good tool as a teenager was to get mum and dad to sort of play them off against each other. Is that something that you also feel needs to be addressed?
It does, because I find that the teens at school, they play one staff member off against another. And you have to go into every interaction very careful of what they have said that others have said. Where I've found that they are lying to protect themselves, I increase the consequence. But where I find that they have been more than upfront and more than remorseful, I reduce the consequence. And that's a lesson. That is what life deals us.
Do you think then as adults we judge too easily?
We do. We've got a very good forgettery as adults. We forget that we raged with our own emotions as teenagers, and that if we were honest with each other, we would recall with great embarrassment certain things that we did and said. And I think we must be slow to judge. We do need to correct and guide, but we can do that without coming across as angry and judgmental all the time.
What do you think makes a teenager so unique, and why should they be cherished?
Every teenager is a rough diamond, and as this rough diamond turns, occasionally you get the glimpse and the sparkle of what they can become. And we have to have enormous faith as a parent and an educator that there is this better side, this finer, this nobler self. And it's exciting to be part of chipping away at the rough exterior and polishing this gem and seeing this kid become everything that they can become.
So Taming the Teenager is there to help parents, but what message do you have for teens?
I want teenagers to read the book because it is a journey not just of myself with teenagers, but it is about myself. And I believe that teens need to understand how us adults find the difficulties in working with them. And all communication is about knowledge. And if we understood each other better, I'm sure we'd handle our difficult interactions that much better.